Today's Amud for Chazara is Megillah Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the top of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah, in person, al Shema, all list of things you can't do without a minion. Number one, we're not Peiris al Shema, that's referring to the people who come late to Shul, and the Tzibur already Davin, so they say Kaddish Baruch Hu in the first Baruch of Kriya Shema. For that, you need to have a minion. Vein Ivan of Neateva, you don't have a Chazam, repeat the Shemin Esrei, you don't have Chazar Sashat without a minion. Vein Eisen as Kapayam, you don't have Berchos Kehanim. Vein Kairim Batayra, no Kirsa Tayra. Vein Maftirim Benavi, you don't have Aftayra. Vein Eisen Maimed Umayshav, you don't have Maimed Umayshav by the Levaya. Vein Eimer Berchos Avelim, we'll see in the Gemara what that refers to. Vetanchume Avelim, we don't stand in the Shurais. Uberchos Chasanim, and Shavar Brachos, Vein Mezamnim Bashem, all these things Pachis Me'asara. You don't do any of these things with less than 10 people. Uvekarkais, and when it comes to redeeming karka from Hektish, so you have to assess how much it's worth, it's tisha v'kayin, you need to have 10 people, and one of them needs to be a kayin. V'adam kiyaitziban, and the same thing applies when it comes to assessing the value of a person when redeeming a person from Hektish. So ask the Gemara Minani, Mili, how do we know this concept of minyan? How do you know that you need 10 people, that a minyan is 10 people? So says the Gemara, Amrav Chia bar Abba, Amrav Yechnan, the Amar Kra, because the pasuk says, "The v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael." And so we dash it from here that when is a v'nikdashti? Only when you're b'soich b'nei Yisrael. Kol davar shebikdusha. In order to say davar shebikdusha, lo yehei pachas me'asara. You need to have a b'soich b'nei Yisrael. You need to have 10 people. Ask the Gemara, my mashma, who, how do you know that that's referring to a minion? It's referring to 10 people. Says the Gemara, the Tani Rabbi Chia, and we learn it out. Asiyas toich toich. Ksiv hacha v'nikdashi b'soich b'nei Yisrael, says the word toich. Ksiv hasam, it says by kairach, he badu mitoich ha'eda. So we darsha from there, that just like over there, it's referring to 10. So too, v'nikdashi b'toich b'nei Yisrael is referring to 10. And how do you know that the Eda by Kairach was 10? V'asya Eda Eda, we learn out there, Gzer Shav of Eda Eda, the Ksiv Hasam, it says over there by the Meraglim, it says over there, and Masai Le'eda Hara Hazais, there also it says the word Eda, and we know that that's referring to 10, because there were 12 Meraglim, two of them were Kalev and Yeshua, who were Tzadikim, so the Eda Ra was 10, so Malahala Nasara Afka Nasara, just like over there it was 10, so too by Kairach it was 10, and we learn out from there that the minion is also, B'Seich B'nei Yisrael refers to 10 people. So to say davar shebikdusha, you need to have it that it's b'soich b'nei Yisrael, you need to have 10. Ve'ein oisin maimen u'mayshav pachas me'asara. We don't do the maimen u'mayshav procedure by the levaya. Says the Gemara, because kevin the bai lameimar imdu yikarim amaydu shavu yikarim shavu. Since you give these chashava titles, you say yikarim to the people around. So batzir me'asara lavay rechara. If you don't have 10 people, so it's not b'kavadik to say it if you don't have 10 people. Ve'ein oimer berchas avilim berchas chasanim. We don't say Berachas Avelim or Shever Brachas with less than 10. So first says the Gemara, my Berachas Avelim. What's Berachas Avelim even referring to? Says the Gemara, it's referring to the Berachas Rechava, the Bracha that they would give the Avel during that first Suda after the Kfura. They would sit him down in the street, give him some food, and they would give the Avel a Bracha. For that, you need 10 people. Da'am Rabbi Yitzchak, Am Rabbi Yechanan, this concept of Berachas Rechava, as we see from this memra, that he said that Berachas Avelim Ba'asara, Berachas Avelim needs to have 10 people. The Ein Avelim in that minion, and when we say he needs to have 10, it's 10 people being menachim the avelim. The avelim don't count towards the 10. As opposed to Berchas Chasanim Basara, V'chasanim Min HaMinyan, when it comes to the Beretz Shever Brachos, you also need to have 10, but over there, the Chasanim, or the Chasan, that he counts as the part of the minion. V'eim Mizamnin Alamazin B'Shem Pachos Me'asara. You don't say Zimun with less than 10. We don't say Hashem's name in the Zimun with less than 10. Says the Gemara, because came in the Bayi Lameimar Nevarich Lelokeinu Batzer Me'asara Lavay Rechara. To say Lelokeinu, when you don't even have a minion of 10 people, that's not Derech Eretz. You need to have a Chash of a Tzibur, and then you could say Lelokeinu. Vakarka is Tish of a Kain. And then Vadum Kyaitzeban, focusing though on the first part, that Karka needs to be redeemed with 9 people and then also a Kain, so it's a minion, but 1 of the 10 needs to be a Kain. Minani, Mili, what's the Makar? Amar Shmuel, Asara Kayhanim Ksuvim Beparsha. Because there's 10 times where it says the word Kain in the parsha of redeeming Karka from Hektish. Chad Gufei, one is to teach us they need to have a Kayin, and then V'ido Chavi Miyad Achar Miyad, the other 9 is a Miyad Achar Miyad, a Kayin is already a Miyad, it's Nafka Kayin and not Yisrael, and then it says it again, and the rule is V'Miyad Achar Miyad El Rabbis, and you have a double Miyad, we say it's actually coming to be Marbeh. So therefore, we say that the first kayin teaches us it needs to be a one kayin. The other nine is miyad achar miyad, is talking about nine Yisraelim. So in total, we have tisha Yisraelim v'chad kayin, nine Yisraelim and one kayin. Ask the Gemara, Ve'im v'chamisha kayhanim v'chamisha Yisraelim. Really, we should say that the second time it says kayin is a miyad achar miyad. So that's referring to Yisrael. The third time it then says kayin, that's not a miyad achar miyad. The second one was referring to a Yisrael. So the third one is actually talking about a kayin. The fourth one is then a miyad achar miyad. The fifth one is then talking about an actual kayin, and so on and so forth. So really, it should be five kayhanim and five Yisraelim. Says the Gemara, kasha, it's a good kasha. But the Maisa, the Allah is not like that. The Allah is that it's 10 people, and only one of them needs to be a kayin. Va'adam ki yaitse ben. The same malacha applies to redeeming a person seemingly from hektish. Ask the Gemara, Adam ikadish. Is there such a thing as a person becoming hektish? Amr bavayu ba'imer demei olai. It's referring to a person who says that he's pledging his value to hektish. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, ha'imer demei olai shamin ayisai ke'evan. Now the person who pledges his value to hektish, so we say it's referring to his value as an evan, we assess how much he's worth as a 6-year slave. And being that we are assessing him as an Eved, so you need to have 10 people, one of them being a Kayin. And where do we know that from? Because Ve'eved ish kis l'karkois. Because an Eved is comparable to Karka. And so just like by Karka, we just said that you need to have 10 and one of them is a Kayin, so too by an Eved, and therefore that's the same Allah when it comes to a person who pledges value to Hektish. Now where do we know that an Eved is compared to Karka? As the Pasuk says, V'snachalta ma'isam levnecham achreicham l'resh zachuza. So you see, it refers to an Eved as a Lashon of Karka, so we say that there's a Hekesh between Eved and Karka. And so just like by Karka that we just said, that you need to have 10 people and one of them is a Kayin, so some, the same halacha applies to a person who pledges his value to Hektish. In order to assess his value, we need to have 10 people and one of them being a Kayin.